Great to have you along on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. You know, it wasn't that long ago, it's maybe 10 years ago or so, that you might be sitting down for dinner and the phone rings. Maybe you think it's important. You answer the phone and it's somebody wanting to offer you a new credit card. Oh, man. Or maybe later it's some new service. So that was actually less than 10 years ago. There was nothing you could really do about that to stop those calls. But in 2003, Wisconsin started a no-call list, and today many of us rely on it. Really glad to have you join us today here on the Ideas Network as we visit about the no-call list. And there's a kind of an important date coming up here, and that's one good reason to have our two guests with us today. Sandy Chalmers is the administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection with us today. Sandy, thank you for coming by. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Larry. It's nice to be here.
And Michelle Reinen, back again. Michelle is director of the Bureau of Consumer Protection. And Michelle, it's great to see you as well.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, great to have you here. The Wisconsin no-call list has been around since 2003. It's really been successful, hasn't it?
It has been very successful. I'd say it's one of the most popular programs in all of state government. That first year the program went into effect, 2003, we had 1 million phone numbers registered on the no-call list. In January of this year, we hit an all-time high of 2.3 million phone numbers registered. So, yes, consumers are very interested in protecting themselves from unwanted sales calls.
Absolutely. I want to give the number for people to join in. If you have a question as we talk with Sandy Chalmers and Michelle Reinen, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. And, you know, there are quarterly deadlines to sign up, and the next one's coming up pretty quickly here.
Yeah, we need people to register by May 31st of this coming month, May 31st, to be included on the next registration list that goes out to the telemarketers. You can register any time during the year, but this is the cutoff, so your number will be included in the next list that goes out to the telemarketers.
So now if you've already registered, you need to re-register then? Is that correct, Michelle?
Every 2 years, you need to register your number. So if you don't remember the last time you did it, you should make sure that you get your number registered on the list now.
Okay, so Sandy, that means that even though I might have registered a year ago, it's not going to hurt if I register again now.
Absolutely, and I freely admit to being one of those people who has no idea the last time I registered. So feel free to call in and re-register. There's no charge. Some states charge to be put on their no-call list. Wisconsin does not. If you can't remember how long it's been, go ahead and call the number 1-866-9-NO-CALL and get your number back make sure you're on the no-call list.
1-866-9-NO-CALL. Do you know the numbers? Well, let's see. I can. We'll come up with the numbers here in just a minute.
Here it is. 1-866-966-2255. And that's toll-free in Wisconsin.
Toll-free in Wisconsin. And now, what about cell phones?
Cell phones also can be put on the no-call list. Right now, about 50% of the numbers on the list are cell phone numbers. And that part of the program started in 2008. And, of course, as more and more people add cell phones and even drop their landlines, that's a very important part of the law that goes to protect consumers.
Yeah, actually, we rid ourselves of our landline a while back, and so we just have a couple cell phones, and that's
right.
How we operate. And frankly, a good many of our friends do the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Gary and Ripon has a question for you guys, so let's go there. Gary, hi, thank you for calling.
Yes, I understand that your guests are employees of the department, and so they don't set policy or make laws, but I think it'd be a really good idea if politicians were added to the do-not-call list so that I would be willing to answer my telephone within a month before an election.
Ah, well, You think that's ever going to happen?
Well,
Sandy Chalmers?
Gary and Rippon is correct. Under the current law, calls from nonprofits, charitable organizations, political organizations, pollsters are not covered by the no-call law. However, there have been bills introduced in the legislature, and there's one that's been introduced in this session that would include those kinds of calls in those that are blocked by being on the no-call list.
Okay.
Yeah, they would have to follow the list, and anyone who's registered to not receive a call, those parties wouldn't be able to call consumers. So we'll have to see what happens with that bill.
All right, and that's a state bill.
Yes.
Wisconsin bill.
Right.
Yeah, not a federal. Okay, Ellen in Sheboygan, on to you. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks for calling.
I am calling in regards to, we have caller ID on our phone, and we have been registered as a no-call on the no-call list, but we still get unknown name caller with a 000 number, and I was curious as to what that was.
Well, Michelle, Ryan, what do you think?
Well, what that could be, a telemarketer can't intentionally block their number. They're not permitted to do that under the list. But what it could be is something with the switching with your local carrier and where the call's coming from, and if they can identify and actually have it register on your caller ID system. That's one option. Maybe they're blocking it. So that could be something else, and that would be a violation that we would try and look into as best we could.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Thank you for calling. And Tom and Door County, on to you. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm afraid the first caller sort of had my my thought that I'm against all telephone solicitation if I choose to put my name on the list. The cause doesn't matter. There's a lot of worthy causes, but solicitation, unwanted solicitation is unwanted solicitation. So, I mean, I'd like to say you can't unring the bell. And so saying you're sorry or I'll take you off our private list, again, the bell has already rung, and, you know, maybe my sleep period if I work the night shift has been disturbed. I've even been told that I should take my phone off the hook. But anyway, so I'm just piggybacking on the first guy's call.
All right. Thanks very much for calling. You get that, Sandy Chalmers, do you get that response fairly often? Or
we do, actually, especially from people who are home all day. The law, as it is now currently on the books, does not stop all telemarketing calls. It does reduce them significantly.
Yeah.
Calls from fraudulent con artist type people will not be stopped no matter what the law is,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Tom did raise an important point in what he said, in that if you get a call from one of these exempt organizations, you can tell them when they call that you want your name removed from their list, and then they shouldn't be contacting you. The no-call list doesn't stop that call, but if you get the call from a private charity organization, when they call you, tell them to remove it from their list, and then they shouldn't be contacting you anymore.
Dan in Kenosha, we're on to you now. Hi, Dan. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to ask why we have to renew these no-call things from time to time. Why can't the consumer just do this once, and then if they want to get off of the list, call?
Again, that's the way the law was originally set up back in 2003. The federal no-call list now is a permanent list, and other states have gone to a permanent list. In the past, our concern was that the list be able to scrubbed in some way, that technology be available to scrub the list for telemarketers. And in case we have enforcement actions, the judge wants to make sure that we have a valid no-call list. The bill that I mentioned earlier on charitable organizations and political organizations also would make our no-call list permanent. So that is an idea that has been floating around in the legislature for a number of years, and we'll have to see what happens this session.
Okay. There we go. Thanks, Dan. And Stella in Sturgeon Bay, on to you now. Hi, Stella.
Hi. A couple things. I want to ditto the requests for removing political parties and charitable organizations adding them to the no-call list. I have requested to be removed from their lists, and they charitable organizations I've requested it a number of times, and they keep calling back. Political parties do robocalls, and there's nobody that you can request. I would like to have it be permanent, yes, very much, and if there are bill numbers that you can give us to contact our legislators, I'd appreciate that. And the reason that I called is about the robocalls. Not only are political parties doing robocalls, but telemarketers are doing robocalls, and we're getting an increasing number. We've been on the no-call list since its inception, and we're getting an increasing number of telemarketing calls that are robocalls, and there's nobody you can talk to and nothing that I can do about it.
Okay, Michelle Reinen, is there something that can be done?
Well, first, we don't have the bill numbers with us, unfortunately, so I can't provide that information at this point in time. But it would be on the legislative website. If you go to the Wisconsin Legislature website, you could find those bill numbers that way. And the second part of the call about the robocalls and those being telemarketing calls rather than just political calls, that's something that you should contact us about and file a complaint so we can be looking into that activity and trying to communicate and contact what it is. I know a while back, a couple years ago, there was a number of auto warranty kinds of calls that were robocalls and hit this button, and people just needed to hang up on those calls. But then we received a number of complaints, and those companies have been being dealt with. And so we would encourage Stella to file a complaint on that.
You can't do that without a phone number. We don't have caller ID, so I have no way of filing a complaint.
Well, one thing that would be important for us is to know what's happening, and if you listen through the robocall and try and identify the activity or what it's selling, what they're trying to sell or market to you, that will help us look at it and at least see how prominent the activity is and then what we can do from there.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. Well, yeah, they have to identify themselves in some way if they're trying to sell you something. So, okay. We have a question from Jennifer in Madison. Is there a fine, that telemarketers have to pay if they keep calling you after you're on that no-call list, Sandy?
Yes, there is a fine. Telemarketers who call somebody on the no-call list can be subject to a $100 fine per call. The Attorney General filed a complaint against a company in the Columbus area that we had investigated, and this particular company had made hundreds of thousands of calls in violation of the no-call law. So we do follow up on this, on violations. We take it very seriously. Unfortunately, from the enforcement perspective, many of these telemarketers are located outside the United States, which makes it very difficult for us to follow up on. A lot of the fraudulent activity originates from countries other than the United States.
Romania.
Russia, right. Yeah. Even Canada.
Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, this week's Newsweek, which I just got yesterday, has a big story about a town, I believe it's in Romania, that the economy is based on fraudulent phone calling and internet. It's quite a story. I mean, actually, it's an amazing story. Mike in Eau Claire has a question or comment. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
I was just curious if this would cover junk texts. I've been getting a lot of those lately, and I pay for my text, so it's kind of doubly irritating.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been getting more of those, too.
We are looking at the application. The no-call law doesn't include the text issue, but we do have a telemarketing law or a direct sales law, and we are looking to see if there would be an application of that law to the junk text situation. So we're pursuing that avenue to see what we can do to assist consumers with that.
There you go. Thank you for calling. an email from David. What is the advantage of Wisconsin's Do Not Call list over the national one sponsored by the FTC, Federal Trade Commission? Registration with the national Do Not Call registry doesn't expire, and it's easy to do at their website.
Well, you can sign up for both the federal mm-hmm. Do Not Call list and the state No Call list. Sometimes it's easier for the federal government to take enforcement action. They have mm-hmm. more resources than we do. So we do encourage people to sign up for both.
Mm-hmm. And Arnold in Pine Bluff, it's your turn. Hi.
Hi. I have what you might consider a unique perspective. I'm in the direct mail marketing business, and I know exactly how they pick up phone numbers on these lists for distribution. And by the way, I don't sell phone numbers, partly because I think it's unethical, and partly because I'm targeted by people who disturb me endlessly all day long. What I do is when I get a recorded message, as soon as I know it's a recorded message, I say hang up. And if I get a telemarketing call, what I do is tell them, send me an email, and I give them my business email address, and I say, I won't discuss anything further with you, just send me an email. And they usually, I never hear from them because they're reading a script over the phone at their end, and they're not really prepared for that. But the best way to handle it, in my judgment, is to get people who compile the list to not distribute telephone numbers unless it's some sort of an opt-in arrangement, such as what they have with email addresses. There are 175 million email addresses on the opt-in list available in the United States, so they can cover pretty much everybody. They're not as intrusive as telephone calls, which disturb you day and night. And well, anyway, for whatever it's worth, that's my addition to your
okay.
comment.
All right. Thanks for calling. Michelle, comment?
Those are perfect ways to deal with it. I mean, just hang up on the call or tell them you want to be removed from their own list and take down the information, file a complaint. But making sure you're on the registry will limit those number of calls.
And an email from Lauren in Gleason, what do you do when you're on the Do Not Call list and a business does call? I told them I was reporting them, but I had no idea who to report to. So you're reporting to you folks, aren't we, Sandy?
Right. You can file a complaint by calling our toll-free consumer hotline at 1-800-422-7128. Or send us an email at datcphotline@wisconsin.gov. And if you do that, it's helpful for us to know the number, the phone number of the company who's calling you. If you don't have caller ID, the name of the company is helpful. Any kind of information helps us track down these violators. And again, we're most concerned about the people who are trying to call you to get some kind of your personal information, credit card numbers, bank account numbers, social security numbers. Those are the ones we'll go after first.
And those, I mean, you should never give that out over the phone, should you?
No, Sandy? You shouldn't. And there are any number of tactics these people will use to get that information from you. They will pretend to be your bank. They will pretend to be a legitimate company that you do business with on a regular basis. But our basic bottom line rule is never give out that kind of personal information over the phone or through an email to somebody you don't know.
Yeah, that makes good sense. But yet,
People do it all the time.
Lots of people do it. As I was finding out as I was reading the Newsweek article last night, there are a whole lot of very expensive cars and big homes and so forth that are the result of these kinds of activities. And the one that bothers me almost more than anything else is the grandparent scam that's been going on for quite a while now. And I don't know if you want to mention that, Sandy, or not. But
sure. There are a number of money transfer scams out there, and one of them is targeted at elderly people. And the clear tip-off that you're about to be ripped off is when somebody asks you to wire them money. Somebody you don't know asks you to wire them money. In the grandparent scam, typically somebody will call and say, I'm with your grandson. We're in Canada. He's in jail. He's in trouble. He needs money. Can you wire me some money to help your grandson out? And people get so pulled into the emotions of that, they don't stop and think. We just heard from a woman in Wisconsin who lost more than $10,000 to one of these wire fraud scams. So you can see that it can be lucrative for the con artists. And the advice there would be, when somebody is pressuring you to make a quick decision and using your emotions as leverage, stop, think before wiring money. Because once you wire the money, you aren't going to get it back. It's just like sending cash.
Yeah, it's well gone. Well, let's go back here in the last minute or minute and a half we've got to the no-call list. How do we get we need to renew that. Many people will need to renew. What do you do that?
Make sure you call to register your number on the no-call list. That is 1-866-966-2255, and do that before May 31st, and you'll be included in the next batch to telemarketers. If you do it after that date, it'll just take a little longer for the telemarketer to get your number as part of the no-call list. And if you receive calls from telemarketers, make sure that you're getting as much information as you can and file a complaint with our agency.
Okay. And then in terms of filing a complaint with the agency, that's another number to call. Or
right. If you want to file a complaint online, you can do so at our website, which is datcp.wisconsin.gov. Or if you feel more comfortable calling the toll-free number, that number is 1-800-422-7128.
422-7128.
Right.
Thank you. I'm sorry we don't have more time. The next time you're on, we'll have definitely more time. Thank you so much for being with us today. Appreciate
it.
Thank you,
Larry.
Thank you.
Sandy Chalmers is Administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. Michelle Reinen is Director of the Bureau of Consumer Protection. Great to have them along. We'll have them back and we'll do this again. Thank you for listening. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.